It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Seven more people are dead today in California. Victims of yet another mass shooter. Four of the victims were found dead and another injured with gunshot wounds at a farm in Half Moon Bay, California. Three others were killed about 3 miles away. The suspect, a 67-year-old man, Zhao Chunli of Half Moon Bay, was arrested about 2 hours later after officers found him sitting inside his car outside of a police substation. A weapon was in the vehicle. The motive for the shootings remained unclear. Meanwhile, the death toll from Saturday's Lunar New Year mass shooting at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio in Monterey Park, California, rose to 11 on Monday when one of the 10 people injured died in the hospital. Since that shooting, the 33rd in the year that's only now 24 days old, since then we've also had our 34th, 35th, 36th, 37th, 38th, and 39th mass shootings of the year. And that doesn't count the shooting at a Des Moines charter school. Two students were killed and a teacher injured on Monday at a school for at-risk youth in Des Moines, Iowa. But again, this is not considered a mass shooting by the Gun Violence Archive and not included in those six that I mentioned since the Monterey Park shooting, because the archive defines a mass shooting as an incident where four or more people are shot. This nation is sick. This is an epidemic, and it's killing us. Moving along. A judge in Atlanta hearing arguments Tuesday about whether the grand jury's report into efforts by Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 presidential election should be made public. The Fulton County District Attorney, Fani Willis, called for a special grand jury to look into the matter last year. Well, the jurors finished their work earlier this month, and they voted to publish the report. Willis could file criminal charges stemming from the findings in the report, possibly including charges against Trump himself. No former president has been indicted in American history. Stay tuned. In other court action, a federal jury in D.C. on Monday found four more members of the far-right Oath Keepers guilty of seditious conspiracy for their efforts to keep the former guy in office despite his 2020 election loss. This conviction coming nearly 2 months after the Oath Keepers leader, Stuart Rhodes, was found guilty of the same offense in a separate trial back in November. The four defendants in this trial were originally charged alongside Rhodes and other Oath Keepers, but the judge split the cases due to courtroom space limitations. And while this is happening, a parallel sedition case is also in progress in the same courthouse involving members of the Proud Boys. And then there's the case of Richard Barnett of Arkansas. Who's Richard Barnett? That's the guy who famously posed for photographs with his feet up on then Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk. Barnett, who uses the name Big O, left Pelosi a note saying, quote, "Nancy, Big O was here, bitch." He sounds nice. Anyway, police body camera video also showed him yelling at an officer who was trying to direct rioters to leave the building. Well, a jury on Monday convicted Richard Barnett on 8 charges, including interfering with a police officer and obstructing an official proceeding. Barnett had driven from his rural Arkansas home to attend the former guy's rally near the White House before the Capitol attack, armed with a hike and strike hiking stick that's tipped with a 950,000-volt stun device. I couldn't make this stuff up. This story should make everyone a bit queasy. Federal authorities on Monday charged the former head of FBI's counterintelligence in New York, Charles McGonigal, with accepting $225,000 in secret cash payments while working for the FBI on sensitive cases. The 54-year-old McGonigal is also accused of illegally trying to help Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska get removed from a U.S. sanctions list. McGonigal, who retired from the FBI in September of 2018, was indicted in a Manhattan federal court on charges that included money laundering and violating U.S. sanctions. At the FBI, McGonigal had been assigned to investigate Deripaska, an ally of Vladimir Putin. An FBI official said that McGonigal, quote, betrayed his solemn oath to the United States in exchange for personal gain and at the expense of our national security. Congressman Ruben Gallego of Arizona announced on Monday that he will run for the Senate seat currently occupied by Senator Kyrsten Sinema in the 2024 election. Gallego was a Marine in Lima Company. That's among the hardest hit U.S. units in the Iraq War. He was elected to the Arizona State House in 2010 and has served in the U.S. House of Representatives since 2014, where he's become a leading advocate for veterans. And finally, the FDA on Monday proposed letting most adults and children get an updated COVID-19 vaccine shot once a year. The annual vaccine would target new variants expected to be the most prevalent in a shift much like the approach to vaccinating against the flu. The proposed change comes as Americans are mostly hesitant to get the new bivalent booster. Maybe that's because people like Florida's idiot governor are spreading misinformation about it. Anyway, more than 80% of the people in the U.S. have received at least one vaccine dose, but only 16% of those eligible have received the new version of the vaccine targeting the Omicron and original variants. That vaccine has been available since September. So what are you waiting for? And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.